Rebecca.
Hi, how are you?
Good, it's Halloween. Are you ready for tonight?
Not quite yet, but soon.
I
You?
can get a well, last year I got a costume. This year I didn't. But I'm still taking my daughter.
Good. I wear the same thing every year because it's a onesie Minions outfit that goes over my clothes, so I can just take it on or off as needed, and I am still fully dressed, so it's good.
Mine is a piglet. I think I can pull a picture of last year. Let me see before everybody joins.
No. My daughter's a pickle. I go as a
Oh,
minion.
how cute is that?
Yeah, the pickle. The pickle's an interesting addition this year. So,
No. My husband was a lobster last year.
oh, that's hilarious.
And the kids loved him. They
Good.
wanted to take pictures with him. Like, it was just crazy. Gosh, let me see. Okay. Know if you can see it.
I love it. I
And then
love
my,
it.
then here's
Yeah.
my husband. He's so funny.
that's good. Okay. How's everybody doing? I'm gonna pull up my agenda, which I put somewhere. I am not sure who is supposed to be here. I think most people accepted, right, Renee?
Yeah, it's one of our smaller committees. I think we're
Yeah.
missing Deborah. Lachey's not attending. I feel like Jeff too.
Okay. Well, we're not going to take a huge amount of time. Alice wasn't originally on this committee, and I'm not sure why, so we sent an invite to her, but I don't know. I don't know that she will be the designee from MVC. I just don't know why she wouldn't be. So, well, we're here. We're going to have a small meeting. It'll be short, and we'll see if there's any additions and if people show up. So, we'll do welcomes and introductions because it's a small group and we can. So I'm Rebecca Holder. I'm the Vice Chancellor for Institutional Advancement and Economic Development. Lori, you're on mute. Oh,
I
there it
can't
is.
figure out what buttons to. Laurie McQuay, Director of Grants at the District Office, I guess. That's a good title.
Raina?
Hi, I'm Karina Gelati, Director of Grants here at Norco College.
And I'm sorry, is it my Mahi?
Hi, Mahi. I'm a student and part of ASMC.
I want to thank you because of all the committees I have, you're like the only student who in like seriously. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no
And then
problem.
re good. And Renee?
Hello, I'm Renee Vigil. I'm the Executive Administrative Assistant to the Vice Chancellor of Institutional Advancement and Economic Development. Happy Friday. Happy Halloween.
Yay. It's such a long title. Thank you.
It's the
So
longest.
we actually did meet last May. And there are minutes attached. I don't know if anybody wants to peruse them because I don't know that you had it for very long. So take a minute and look at those. And then I would like to approve at least by consensus so that we have something to move to DSPC.
It appears to be what we discussed quite a long time
Cool.
ago.
It was. We're gonna try to change that moving forward. Unless there's any concerns, I'll move these forward as consensus. We don't have to take a formal vote. Yes? Okay, cool. Lori, do you want to share generally? Just so Mahi can understand like what grants look like and maybe a smidge of what's reality that is happening.
Sure. So, I mean, first, I guess you probably know what grants are, right? The district goes after grants to support programs, operations, new programming, new projects, an array of things. And we sometimes pursue grants to support like student scholarships and things like that. More like work-based learning, student stipends. It's usually in the context. It's not generally grants directly for students. So I often get emails from students who are like, can you write me a grant? And that's not really what we do, what Karina and I do. So there is a central office at the district level, which is affectionately known as the Office of Grants and Sponsored Projects, which is also in my title, but I don't tend to go into all those details when I introduce myself. And we support the college grants offices. So there's one at each college. MVC is Alice Masumba. RCC is Rachel Weiss, and then Karina's at Norco. And so the four offices work together to submit public and private grant applications. When we submit private grant applications, it's in usually in conjunction with the RCCD Foundation, which Jeff Katz oversees as the executive director. We submit grants at the local level, the state level, and the federal level. Obviously, federal grants right now are in a little bit of a chaos crisis, or at least change, if we want to, depending on which or word you want to use to describe federal grants at the moment. So, some of our bigger federal grants that you might know of are TRIO, so Student Support Services, Upward Bound, Talent Search. Title V is also a very large grant. All three colleges have Title V grants. Those grants have been discontinued by the federal administration at the moment, but who knows what will happen in the future. Let's see what other grants. We have like a Department of Labor grants, which fund work-based learning in nursing, apprenticeship, things like that. Some of our mental health programs, we have suicide prevention programs at two of the colleges, culturally relevant services at MVC. So we actually apply for grants in quite a large array of topics and areas of service. And we do so by working together. And when we can, we collaborate. Otherwise, it's individual applications. Would you add anything to that, Karina?
I don't know if you mentioned, did you say private funding too?
I did,
Okay.
but it was, yeah. So, and happy to answer any questions about what we do. It's
And
all.
like, so spinning further is the foundation side. And that's where all the private, I was like, oh, maybe that's Jeff, but it's Alice. That's where, as Lori mentioned, the philanthropic piece comes in, but that's where some of the individual donors would also come in. So significantly less money is raised, but it's done in a totally different way. So those will be pieces that this committee kind of gets informed about and can make recommendations about or things like that. So,
And Alice is the MVC Director of Grants who just popped on with her very pretty picture of, well, Dakota, right?
that's correct. And I apologize
Yes.
for being late.
No, you're fine.
Go back into the office.
Since we don't really have, unless there are other updates, Karina, I don't know if you've got any updates. Alice, I don't know if you do.
I don't have any updates for Rebecca.
Okay. Mahi, do you have any questions in general?
No, I don't, but thank you for the explanation that you guys gave.
Yeah. I want to kind of set some future agenda items for next time. Hopefully we'll have more. We do have a member of the faculty, which is why I was allowed to go ahead and schedule this meeting. Unfortunately, I think we got scheduled and then she had to schedule a doctor's appointment or something came up. So we'll catch Megan up later. So I guess part of the question is, what do you want to hear about for the next time? I would like to have, many of you are on the post-award committee, so I know that group's going to meet, and I'd like to have some kind of update and or thing to move through this committee, if it makes sense. If not, Deepak. So we can provide an update from the post-award committee. I'll ask Jeff to give an update next time on what's going on with scholarships. There have been a few namings that are going through to the board this next week. Yeah, next week. Two of them were attached to money, and one of them is an honorary. So that's moving through. And they have done the kickoff and moving through and celebrating on their 50th anniversary for the foundation. So that's good. There's been a couple of things, new kickoff for a kickoff for the new athletics director slash dean of kinesiology, I think. So it'll be good to see more momentum and activity happening with the foundation than has happened in a couple of areas, athletics being one of them. So I'm looking forward to that. So besides general updates on post-award, Lori, if there's a different grants update, that would be cool. Foundation and scholarships, is there anything specific you all want to hear about? I have gone through, well, Lori's done the bulk of the work, and we're going through the process through DSPC for all of the Chapter 4 board policies and administrative procedures, which includes grants, gifts, and then some of the external relations communication stuff. So if there are any questions or concerns, it will be moving to DSPC, I think, in November. So
Do you want to ask? You need faculty members, right? On this committee?
yes.
Do you want us to talk about potential? You want people who are
Yeah.
engaged and sponsored? So these, we could probably name some.
Yeah, and the same would be true. I think we only have one classified member. So same would be true on that space. Renee, do you happen to have what we need for this committee? And
Yeah,
I would
let me
say this,
pull that up. Hold on one second.
the same would be true for advancement and the large umbrella advancement and partnerships. There's a couple of holes on that committee too. And it, like Megan, I think Chandler is on this committee and on that one.
Is Megan from Norco?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, I mean, there are some obvious choices from MVC, Blaine or Joanna or even Felipe.
If you want to email those over, that would be helpful because then we can get those hopefully finalized if Rebecca meets with the presidents of the Senate.
I just met with Adam. I'm meeting with, but I can always email him. And I think he would be open to. So, if there are recommendations, we can send you the list of what we need on a few committees. I can send it to you all. Mahi, if you want it, I can send it to you too. But then we can fill some of those in. I know I mentioned it to Lori, but that was specifically about classified, not about faculty.
So Alice provided the four names that are in the chat: Casey, Drake, Sean Drake, Joanna, Werner, Fraxic, right? No end, and then Blaine, Novak, Pilch, probably butchered Novak.
Alice, do you talk to Adam at all? Novice?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Would you be able willing, like I'm trying to incentivize people to do things with, right? Would you be able willing to say we had this committee, they were talking about vacancies. Here's some people I think would work on both this committee and or advancement and partnerships if there are vacancies. And then that way he feels like there's a connection. Like he was asking me questions. I'm like, you know, you can talk to Alice. You can ask her things. He told me, this is, I'm going to share my opinion, because I did with him yesterday. Apparently you all are considering setting up a grants committee to review grants before they go in, which, okay. But are you really going to tell anybody no? Are you going to actively have a group of people that tells a faculty member no, they can't go after a grant?
Actually, I'd love for us to get there. Right now, it will give us a forum to involve the faculty because we don't.
That's different. That's for sure's different. So, okay. He was concerned, like I guess part of the topic was how are you going to deal with telling somebody no, they can't go after something? And the other was over the summer, you know, when they're not here. And I'm like, yeah, can we just let the lady that we pay to do specifically this job just go ahead and do the job?
You know, go ahead.
Nope, that's it.
Norco had one before Karina arrived, and maybe it was still kind of sort of inactive when you arrived, but it was useless. There was actually no point to that group.
And that's
It
the reason.
absorbed time. It absorbed time. It did.
So let me tell
And
you what I'm hoping to get out of mine. And at least I have Jake on my side on this. We have had trouble getting ourselves aligned with processes. Everybody is doing whichever they think they should be doing for grants. I'm hoping this would be more a strategic group that comes up with processes that we say, this is the MVC way, and nobody, I don't care your title,
perfect.
goes around it. That's my hope.
Perfect. That would, yes, because there's an overall structure, right? Those are the APBPs. And yes, perfect. Cool. Well, good luck.
Fingers crossed that's what happens. We can wish
Okay.
you.
Okay. So, well, if at the next meeting, you all can provide updates on what, if anything. Does RC, is Rachel on this committee too?
She
Maybe
is, but
not.
she didn't attend the last one and she's not here. But she may not
Okay.
know she's on it.
Okay.
I don't really know. I could ask her if you want me to.
Yeah, let's ask her like next week.
Okay.
Because I don't want her to feel like she's got to jump on if we get off in like 5 minutes. Right? Like that's silly. So Norco does not have a committee anymore, but you do have a defined process. Yeah.
Yeah.
And MVC is working on a committee and a process. And Rachel does what she wants.
Pretty much
Yeah.
that is how it does.
Okay. Well, we'll see how that holds at by the time we meet again. So, we'll
And the
get.
district office does not have a process or a committee.
I don't want us to. Well, it's technically this one, and we're reviewing policies and procedures through this committee and general operations. Okay. So general, we'll make sure to have general updates from each campus, and by that point, we should have faculty from each campus as well. So, anything else for next time's agenda? Okay. Well, we're not going to schedule anything for the balance of this year. So unless there are questions, comments, concerns, I'm giving you guys like 40 minutes of your lives back.
Okay.
Okay. We've got a general idea of the agenda. Don't be surprised if you get minutes before, but don't be surprised if you get them later. If you need anything, you know where to find me. Otherwise, happy Halloween, Thanksgiving. Have a great New Year. We'll see you in 26, unless you need me before.
Sounds
Mahi,
good.
if you seriously,
Thank
if you need
you.
anything or we can be helpful, send us an email.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a good one.